My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth, part of the Secret Recordings Network. We're going to be catching up with Jade very soon. We'll get the latest news from the parks. If you're going over to Walt Disney World, there's a lot of stuff going on, especially live music in all the parks. More about that later on. And your questions, don't forget, we're on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Pod Magical. Give us a like, give us a follow. Have you got any questions? If you're going soon or planning on going, maybe anything I can help you with, drop me a message. I'll see if I can answer your question. Hello to Louis. This is not just Louis. I've just found. I think I get this asked pretty much every week. Any ideas when the dining plan's coming back, Andy? Will free dining return? Okay. The dining plan as it was, I still can't see any signs of it coming back at all. In terms of free dining, do you know what? Over the next couple of months, keep your eyes open, because usually around Easter time, the Walt Disney Travel Company, that's when they launch the new deals for next year. So that's usually when the free dining, as it has been over the last few years with the dining credits, that's usually when it comes in. As the old dining plan coming back, or especially coming back for free, I don't think you're going to be getting that this year, at least. And the free dining that does come out, that'll be for deals next year. So if you're waiting for free dining because you want to go like October, November this year, then I think you've missed your opportunity for free dining for this year's holidays. But in a few months' time, probably some deals for next year are going to come out. So that's probably the nearest you're going to get to free dining. Any questions? Or if you'd like to be a podcast guest like Jade, who we're going to speak to now, drop me a message. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Pod Magical. And it's Jade who we're talking to on this episode of the podcast. As always, I like to start with a big question. Jade, why do you love Walt Disney World?
Is everything too big of an answer?
No.
especially for me and my other half who's disabled. A lot of the reason we go there is because it feels non-judgmental.
Yeah.
It very much feels like home. He can do whatever he wants without people staring at him or feeling awkward, and it's just somewhere where we feel the most at home within a holiday, I guess. It's just magic.
And it's probably one of the easiest places to go, I guess.
Yeah, especially for that. I feel like they although there's things if you're disabled you may not know, I feel like Disney does it really well when you do. If you look into those tips and ways for you to get around, they make it very easy.
So did you use the Dash Pass when you went?
We do.
Right.
We do. It saves our entire trip. It's a godsend.
And really, you sort that out before you go. Do you have to do the video call and stuff? How does it work these days?
So we just did it when we got there. So we always do Magic Kingdom first day. Literally, as you go into the park, onto your left, there is a big, I can't remember what it's called. Sorry, there's like a big hall.
Is it like the town hall?
Yeah, like the big town hall on the left. You just line up there and tell them that you're looking to get the Dash Pass, and they will put you in line and you just talk to someone, and they may ask you a few questions depending on what you're getting it for, just so they've got more of an idea, and then they can add yourself and up to six other people on it.
Right. And then when you're going around the parks, the attractions, how does that work?
The cast member this time, or our last trip we had, I should say, she put us on our first attraction straight away. She did it all on the tablet, and very kindly put us on Peter Pan's Flight. And then basically during the day, once you've tapped into, so you use the Lightning Lane, and the disabled member of your party has to tap in first with their magic band or card. It will go blue, and then the cast member will say, yep, that's fine. And then every other person is also, you know, on that attraction can then tap in and go behind. Once you've all tapped in, a bit like Genie Plus or Lightning Lane, you can then use the app, the My Disney World app, go on to My Genie Day or Tip Board, And then you just find the attraction that you want. But instead of pressing Lightning Lane, you're going to press the Standby Lane option with the time of how long it currently is for standby. And it will say DAS with a return time. You just click it, and everyone into your party, and just make sure you don't go before that time.
When I've used it before with my mum, I didn't realise you could do it on the app. I thought you actually had to go to the attraction, and then they used to scan your magic band and then say you can come back in an hour or whatever, but you can do it on the app.
Yes, you can do it on the app. You just use it as if you've got Genie Plus, but you just press the standby line instead, and then it comes up DAS with a return time. You just accept it.
That's so much better, because if you're going from Haunted Mansion and you want to go over to Buzz Lightyear, it means you're trawling all the way the other side of Magic Kingdom to then maybe go somewhere else with a wheelchair or a mobility scooter.
And it exactly. And I think as well, it's the fact that if you're sort of savvy enough, you can sort of, because at the moment with Lightning Lane, a lot of Lightning Lanes, although they move quickly, can look just as long as a normal line sometimes.
Yeah.
So as soon as you've tapped in, you're still in the line for a little bit. Before you get on the ride, you're straight on the app to get another one. If you're a ride attraction person like we are, as soon as you've tapped in, even if we have to wait another hour or two, we can rest in that period, but we know we have another attraction.
Let's talk about the first time you went to Walt Disney World. I want to talk about more about DashPass and stuff later on, but let's go back to when you first went to Disney World. When was that, and what do you remember about it?
So it wasn't that long ago, actually. It was in April 2019. It was the first time me and my fiance had travelled without parents. So we'd only ever had holidays before as children.
Right, okay. And you'd not been to Walt Disney World as a kid?
No, not at all.
Oh, right.
I'd always loved Disney, and I think, you know, we had, like, separately in our households always watched Disney films, but it wasn't until we sort of got together and we were like, this is somewhere we need to go. It's something we need to do. And we saved up and did it. And then, and it was just, I think, everything for us, not just as a couple, but navigating things like airports on our own and, you know, somewhere as big as America and just taking everything in was, it was crazy. And then you step into Magic Kingdom and you're like, okay, I live here now. I can start paying rent, you know? And I think we knew from the moment we stepped in, we would always go there.
And how many times have you been back since 2019?
So only the twice. So we've done three times altogether.
Yeah.
Because of COVID. We had, so after April 2019, we immediately booked while we were checking out. We rebooked for April 2020.
And then we know what happened after that.
And we all know what happened. So basically Disney, because we booked directly through Disney, they were very good at keeping our money and then just letting us move the date.
Yeah.
So I think we moved the date like three times during the whole COVID situation. And then it came about that my mum and her boyfriend were like, oh, we'd like to go with you one day. So my other half kind of went, okay. So that was a conversation. And then my mum very kindly booked it for my 30th, even though my 30th was in lockdown. So again, they moved theirs. So in last year, in 2022, we managed to get two trips because we'd just been moving them around.
Yeah. Backed up.
Yeah.
And what was it like taking your mum for the first time?
It's a really strange experience. I'll say that to anyone who's gone without them before and then brings them along.
Yeah.
Or them bringing me along, I guess. It's a bit weird. But because you automatically turn into the child that's like, I need to show you this. And I have to show you this. But you have to remember on some level that they're also on holiday. So I think we went through this really interesting thing of me and Luke being like excited little kids and them going, yeah, this is really cool, but slow down.
Yeah, I'm not as young as you.
Yeah. And even with Luke's disability, he can't walk far, but he will stop and have breaks because he gets too excited.
He'll
kind of be like, let's go. And then he'll get there and be like, hang on, I need a minute. Whereas they were much more like, oh, let's pop into the shop. Let's pop into Main Street Bakery. And we were like, but we have to go here.
There's no time. We'll do that later.
In a minute. Like, hurry up.
Yeah.
So it was really lovely. And it was really nice to spend time with them at Christmas. So it was all done for Christmas while we were there with them. And it has its own magical thing then, I think. But yeah, it was different, but it was nice. It was more relaxing for sure.
Yeah, it's lovely showing it off to people for the first time, especially when yeah, they do like
amazing.
It.
Amazing. Yeah. Videoed them seeing the castle for the first time.
And we'll see that video. Yeah. We'll share that on socials if you don't mind. Do you find with taking someone with a disability, are you still like rope drop to fireworks, or do you try to be rope drop to fireworks, or do you purposely have to stop during the day?
So fireworks are a really interesting one for me and Luke, because we love watching them, but we're not like, oh my god, we have to be there. Like if we miss them, we miss them, we have another night, we'll figure it out, kind of. And when we last went in November with my parents, it was almost like double the thing of, well, we have to be there because you haven't seen them. Yeah. Like, we have, but you know. And so we tried to get as close as we could, so that he could see everything. But I think for him, as amazing as the projections are and all the things, unless you're somewhere like Fantasmic, which we'll talk about later, which is incredible anyway, as long as he sees the fireworks in the sky, it's just as magical. If we can get close enough to see all the projections, even better. But we don't push it because he doesn't really want to be in a crowd.
Yeah.
So if we can, we'll do what we can, but we don't want to make anyone uncomfortable either. So it's just seeing what happens.
I totally get it. I totally get it. Have you got a particular favourite memory of your trips to Walt Disney World? A standout moment?
So I've been thinking about mine all week, but I think I have so many that I asked Luke what his were, so I thought that maybe a nicer way to do it. So he has a very fond memory of our first ever time, 2019, in April, first day Magic Kingdom, first breakfast Crystal Palace.
That's a great way to start the day. What a great way to start the trip.
And I love characters. I'm a character person. And I just feel so, I think, taken back into my childhood to give them a hug and, you know, interact with them and stuff. And so we'd met all of them apart from Tigger. And the person, at Crystal Palace, you meet Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore and Tigger. Mm-hmm. We were waiting on Tigger and they were like, oh, he's coming round soon. So at the time I thought I'd be like a novice Disney vlogger and I like have my camera. And I was like, oh, we're at Crystal Palace, you know, like trying to do the whole thing. And I don't know where the video is, and I do apologize because it would be amazing. It's like a memory that's stuck in my head. I had no idea because I was so on my phone trying to be this like blogger, and Tigger crawled up behind me and jumped and put his hands on my like shoulders, and I jumped just as high as he did out of my seat. And Luke was crying with laughter, and I just was like in shock that he'd like made me jump. And to this day, Luke's like, Tigger making you jump.
The moment.
Yeah, the moment. No, the only other thing Luke said, which I thought was quite sweet, again, going on to fireworks, because we don't mind where we said, he said one of his best memories is ending the holiday on a fireworks with each other and knowing that that's sort of like the magical end to the magical holiday.
Oh. Quick roundup of news coming over from Walt Disney World and Orlando. And in fact, there's a new way to get to Walt Disney World and Orlando. Norse Atlantic Airways have announced that they're going to be launching very soon. You can fly to Florida from London direct to the Sunshine State. They're going to be flying between London Gatwick and Orlando and London Gatwick and Fort Lauderdale starting in May. We'll keep an eye on those routes and those fares. Once you get to the airport, by the way, the Sunshine Flyer, which is a new way of getting from the airport to Walt Disney World. They've got a bit of a sale on at the minute, charging $12 each as they celebrate their first 12 months operating. At the parks, you can now book for the Toy Story Rodeo Roundup Barbecue Restaurant, which is going to be opening on the 23rd of March over at Hollywood Studios. Reservations for that will start from the 21st of February. Elsewhere, it's just really the Tron previews that are happening. If you're lucky enough to be a pass holder or a DVC member, or maybe you even know somebody who works as a cast member, then if you're there, you might be able to get a Tron preview. That opens in April. And also Splash Mountain is now closed. You'll probably know this already. It's closed for a full-on refurb and retheme for Tiana, and all the boards have gone up around that now. Any other news coming from the parks? We'll keep you updated on our socials. Check us out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical. Jade is with us on the podcast. Let's talk about some of your favourite things. Let's talk about your favourite attraction. Can Luke go on all the rides? Does he go on all the rides, or is there certain things he can't?
Nope, so Luke is the biggest thrill rider you'll find.
Right.
And actually gets angry at me because there are still some we haven't done.
Because you won't go on them?
Yeah.
Okay, Jade, come on. Tell me what you won't go on before we find your favourite attraction.
But you're going to be sad, Andy, because I won't go on Tower of Terror.
You're probably the first podcast guest who refuses to go on Tower of Terror. Any particular reason? You're not going to fall out.
It's the feeling of the drop.
Yeah.
So it's the fact that I don't even like it when a plane starts to descend. I feel really sick.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I'm voluntarily going to sit on something that's going to drop me and then pull me back up and drop me scares me so much. Like, my legs are shaking.
I think if you did it, I think you'd probably go, let's do it again. Let's do it again. My other half is exactly the same. And, not going on that.
That's what Luke says to me. Yeah, I know. That's what Luke says to me all the time. And I'm like, okay. And I get all fired up to do it. And actually, the last time we went in November, every day we went to Hollywood Studios, it was down. So it wasn't my fault.
But you were relieved.
A little bit, but I'd also geared myself up. So now it's like, I have to do that over again, like to be like, let's do it.
So what are your favourite attractions then? What would you like to go on?
So for me, my favourite attraction is Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay.
It was the first roller coaster I'd ever done in my life. And again, had to set myself up for it because I knew he loved rides. And I got off it and literally went, can I get back in line? Are we allowed? Do we have time? And he was like, okay. And this last time in November, sort of this last trip, I actually got to do it in the dark.
Oh,
which is the best thing. And I feel like it's faster in the dark. It's really strange.
Feel like they get faster as the day goes on. And I'm sure there'll be some theme park geeks, roller coaster geeks, who will explain whether they do or not. DM me if you can explain that.
Yeah, but it definitely felt like it was faster in the dark. And I know that track pretty well. So I was like, this is really interesting. We also got to do Rise of the Resistance.
Great attraction, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's become a firm favourite.
But not your favourite. Still Big Thunder is
But not
is
my favourite, unfortunately, yeah. I have to mention, though, because I feel like Luke would be quite upset, that the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind has become a favourite attraction.
You've been on that, then?
Yeah.
You like that one?
No.
It's smooth, but it throws you around quite a bit. That's probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I tried to be really good about it when I came off it, and I sort of said to Luke, you know, at least I've done it, and I can say I've done it.
But I'm not going back.
It is incredibly smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is incredibly smooth, but my legs were like jelly, and I was so dizzy that I was just like, I just don't think health-wise it's good for me to like keep going on it. So I will probably do it again, but I wouldn't be happy about it.
You've got to go on for a different song. That's, you know, you've got to keep going until you've done all the songs.
Yeah, it would have been good to have like different songs as well. So I'll definitely do it again. It's not that scary, but yeah, it's not for me.
So where do you usually stay when you go over to Walt Disney World? Do you stay on site or do you not stay in a Disney hotel?
So we have only ever stayed at two Disney resorts. So we've stayed at Art of Animation and we've stayed at All Star Music.
And do you have accessible rooms and how are they?
So no, we just do a normal room. We've never thought to get accessible rooms just because I think by the time, whether it's at the end of the day or, you know, in the morning, a lot of the time with me and Luke, that we will tend to get back of an evening and sit by the pool for a bit and then go to our room. So I don't feel like, you know, as long as he's resting in between, he's able to sort of walk the distance that the rooms are.
Yeah.
So we've never had to do that. But yeah, both resorts are great. I think for the money that you pay, they're absolutely great. And a lot of the times for us, because we spend so much time in the park.
You're not there.
It's a bed.
Yeah, it's a bed and a shower, isn't it?
So it works.
And what about places to eat? Any favourite restaurants?
Yeah. So our favourite restaurant is the Boathouse in Disney Springs.
Oh, what should we order there then next time we go?
Anything you get is amazing. And I know they're known for like their seafood and their fish, but actually their ribeye steak is one of the best things.
Right.
Yeah. It's one of the best steaks I've eaten in my life, period. It's really, really good. And just the quality of service we get. Like, yes, you get amazing service everywhere at Disney, but there, they're just incredible. I would also suggest for the adults that you order a duck duck ras while you're there.
A duck duck what? Their,
a duck duck ras. It's a signature cocktail that comes with a little rubber duck.
I've seen people drinking those, and that's what that's called. And you get to keep the little duck, do you?
And you get to keep the little duck, yeah. So, yeah, it was very nice because the I have a lemon allergy, so I've never been able to have a duck duck ras that comes with lemon juice. And the waitress very kindly in November when we went in 2022 asked if we could. She was like, "Well, I can ask them to make it without, so that I could have one because I've never been able to have one." So they're just very attentive. They're really good with like everything. So yeah. The Boathouse.
Well, that's the great thing about Disney World. I've never heard of a lemon allergy before, but I mean, you can throw anything at them and you don't need to worry about it. They will come back with an alternative for you. You will never be left out.
Never. Yeah, it is a very strange allergy. And for them to bring out an allergy expert to go through the rest of the menu with me, it's happened a few times at Disney, but normally I know if something's got lemon or not. Like, you know, I'm used to it, but it is so nice to have that attentiveness and know that you won't go without.
Let's talk about outside Disney. This is where we tell Mickey Mouse to turn off the podcast. Do you venture outside?
We stay in the Disney bubble. We've wanted to do Universal and just not really had the funds as of yet. So we tend to stay in our little Disney bubble. But one day we'll venture over.
Wait till the new park opens, 2025, summer 25. Epic Universe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, new park.
That's
coming.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you might as well wait until then.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are your top tips on going to Walt Disney World?
I thought about this the other day, and when we went in the two that we did in 2022, there was a lot of talk of people not being able to get dining reservations. You know, when you book ahead and people couldn't get the places they wanted,
it's difficult.
They were getting like really upset.
Yeah.
And we did ours and had like no problem at all for both holidays, and we were like, what's going on? Why is everyone else saying they can't get them? Because we go to quite a few of the big places, you know, that people talk about. We're like, oh, this is really strange. So my biggest tip for people is on the app, when you try and book a dining reservation, do not press breakfast, lunch or dinner, and instead pick actual times that you'd like to go. So they have an option where you can pick like 6 o'clock or midday,
yeah,
and immediately you'll get a load of reservations pop up within like that time frame.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's a really good one because I think a lot of people sort of go, oh, we want to go for dinner, and they'll press dinner. Oh, sorry, Andy, my other half's got a tip.
Go for it.
Yeah, so he said that, in case you couldn't hear, sorry, another thing he finds is that if the reservation on the day that you do not want is there, forget about it for now, do the rest of your days, get what you can and go back around. And most of the time it's refreshed and you'll be able to get it.
Yeah, I think with any...
It's just a case of not giving up.
Yeah, you just got to keep trying. It'll be there because people are constantly cancelling reservations. So
constantly.
Sometimes it's a bit lucky.
And I feel like with new stuff going on all the time at Disney, people sort of book it at the time. And even on the day, you're like, oh, just check. Because plans change all the time.
Yeah, of course, so, now they've changed that reservation cancellation window to down to 2 hours rather than 24. So if you want to eat at like 6 o'clock, if you're trying at like 3 o'clock, you might get something for that evening. You never know, last minute.
Yeah, yeah. When we took my parents, actually, there would be days when obviously we'd booked for 4 people and then they had decided that actually they were too tired or, you know, they didn't want to. So Disney are actually really good as well. When you get there, don't worry about cancelling it if you still want to go. But when you get there, just go up to the people at the desk and say, there's only 2 of us now, and never had a problem. If anything, we got seated quicker.
Yeah.
Because there was 2 of us. So just let them know. Because if they still think it's 4, you might be waiting around longer for like a table.
Yeah.
So any updates, let them know. But they're pretty good.
So I'm going to give you your perfect Disney day, Jade. Not your only day at Walt Disney World, but you're perfect 24 hours. You can stay where you want and do what you want. What would it be?
I'm waking up at the Polynesian.
In a bungalow? Are you going for the bungalow?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Might as well.
And I would definitely get a boat into Magic Kingdom, and I would have to have breakfast at Crystal Palace. It's kind of a tradition, and I just think it's the best way to start.
Yeah, very good. Very good. But just be on guard when Tigger's around this time.
Literally, just, yeah. Or make sure you're sat up against a wall. You know, be prepared, people. He is aware. So we'd definitely do that. And then probably try and do Big Thunder, obviously. I have to do the Haunted Mansion every time. I'd probably park hop to Hollywood Studios. I would like to do Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Love it.
I think it's the best kind of fun new attractions. And probably spend most of the time in Batu and Toy Story Land. I'm trying to think, because in my head I'm like, I should have dinner at Hollywood Studios because I'd probably stay and watch that. Controversial, I actually think Fantasmic is the best. I won't show that.
Have you seen the new Fantasmic? Did you had that open when you went last year?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, oh, we got right. to see the new one.
Did you like the changes?
Yeah, it made me cry. I think that it's very well done. And it was like the whole Aladdin bit with the new stunts put in and stuff is just so clever. And it's really well done. And it just brings you back to that childhood of watching the movies. And it's just, yeah, Fantasmic, I think, is incredible. And I think because you can sit and watch it, it's great for everybody. I don't feel like anyone gets sort of like left out or can't see. So watch the early show of Fantasmic. On some days they have two.
They do, yeah.
So I'm going to watch 80s. The early show of Fantasmic, and then I'm going to hop on a bus to Disney Springs and I'm going to eat at the boat.
Fair play. Because they're open until like 11 o'clock at night, so there's plenty of time to get over to Disney Springs.
Yeah, so we'll watch the early one and then have a late dinner.
That sounds like an absolutely perfect day. Have you got another trip booked?
We don't have it booked yet, but we're hoping to go back in October this year.
Oh, did a bit of Halloween?
Yeah, it's the only thing we've not done.
Right, so you did Christmas last time, Halloween this time.
Yeah, and we're both Disney villain people, so I feel like you have to do Halloween.
So who would you dress up as if you went to the not-so-scary Halloween party?
Like a girl version of Hades would be really cool.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Can I get to have like blue hair?
Yeah.
I just think he's great. And I feel like, I mean, he shows up a lot, especially in the parks, but I feel like he's a little bit underrated. It's an older film.
So. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, we don't see a lot of Hades. But at Halloween, comes out.
But at Halloween.
Yeah, definitely. Well, lovely chatting to you. Love to both of you. Thank you for sharing your memories and your stories from Walt Disney World.
Thank you very much.
And have a magical day.
You too.
We are looking for podcast guests at the minute, so if you fancy coming on for a chat, drop me a message, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Podmagical. I always forget TikTok. Yeah, we are on TikTok. Yeah, there are videos on TikTok. Do give us a shout if you fancy coming on. If you're going to Walt Disney World as well over the next few weeks, make sure you tag us in your photographs. I'd love to see what you're up to, especially on your Instagram stories. If you are going, crowds shouldn't be too bad. I mean, as we always say, there's never a quiet time. It's just busy all the time. Some days are busier than others. Next weekend might be a little bit on the busy side because it's the Disney Princess Marathon weekend, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th of February. So that weekend will be busy because a lot of people, for some reason, love to go to Walt Disney World and run. It is the Festival of the Arts, still on at Epcot for the next few days. Then from the 1st of March, it's the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, 1st of March to the 5th of July, as well as the Topia is, which are brilliant. It really is Epcot at its best. You've got some food booths, some live music as well. So the first few weeks of the Garden Rocks concert series. You've got Steve Aguri, who used to be the lead singer with Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Daughtry is on Smash Mouth, Blue Oyster Cult, Berlin, Pointer Sisters over the next few weeks. Also over at Universal, they've got their Mardi Gras at the minute. I really like the parades that they do at Universal. The Mardi Gras parade is where they throw the beads out. It's brilliant. They've also got live music this weekend, Meron Morris and Willow. And then over the next couple of weekends, Three Doors Down and Sean Paul. SeaWorld, if you're going over to SeaWorld, they've got the Seven Seas Food Festival on at the minute with loads of food booths there. And as part of that, they've got a music series that goes with it. Don McLean American Pie, and also Ludacris. He's going to be on over the next couple of weeks as well. That's over at SeaWorld. So quite a lot going on. Weather's decent. It's going to start getting humid, but not too humid. I think copeable is February into March. Quite a nice time to go. Springtime shouldn't be too wet. Shouldn't be overly busy. Not a bad time to go. And half-term holidays as well. So you may be going, you might be listening now in the airport. Our top tip for this episode, don't ignore rides or attractions that have got a 10-minute wait. Now, especially if you've been quite a few times, you'll go, it's the Enchanted Tiki Room or Carousel of Progress. And we've done that before. I'm not doing that again. Do you know what? Save them. If it's a particularly quiet day and Seven Dwarves is half an hour, whatever day that may be, do that. But, you know, do the busy rides when it's a quieter time. But when it's a busy time, do some of the quieter rides. Do some of the classic attractions. They've been there since day one for a reason. And they're absolute classic attractions, especially if you've been for a few times and not done them. Things like Tiki Room and Carousel of Progress, they're just brilliant. It's classic Disney. And I think sometimes they don't get appreciated as much as they should. So make sure you don't ignore them, especially if such a short wait time as well. You know, Carousel of Progress, if you want. It's a 10-minute sit-down and a snooze in a dark room, if you really want. If you've got any tips or you'd like to be a podcast guest, do give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical. If you could give us a like and a follow on the socials, that would be great. If you could give us a 5-star review, that would be brilliant as well. That just helps people find us, pushes up the algorithms. And make sure you subscribe as well, because we've got brand new podcasts coming out every other week. Fortnightly podcasts, new guests, all the latest news, more top tips. So if you're going over to Walt Disney World, or if you know somebody who is and they're completely clueless, let's make sure you make sure they're listening to the podcast. Then, you know, they might have a bit of indication of what to do, because it can be baffling. Back in 2 weeks' time. Until then, please stand clear of the doors.